Good afternoon, and first of all, it's good to be here to meet all of you, and General Ulutash, it's great to be here and to meet all of you and to be briefed on what KFOR is doing in Kosovo. And let me start by thanking you for your service, for everything you do, because your commitment and what you do here in Kosovo matters for Kosovo, but it also matters for the whole of the Western Balkans, and it matters for the whole of NATO, because your service, your duty in Kosovo helps to stabilize Kosovo. It helps to stabilize the Western Balkans, and when our neighbors are more stable, we are more secure in NATO. So, first of all, I would like to thank you for being here and also knowing that you are serving far away from home, far away from your loved ones, makes actually the duty here even more important and more challenging. The security situation in Kosovo remains fragile, as you very well know. We were shocked by the attack on KFOR troops in May this year. It's absolutely unacceptable, and I have expressed my condolences to all those who were seriously wounded, and my heart goes out to every one of them and all that were affected by the violence we saw in May. Then we saw violence again in September against Kosovo police. And as a result of that, we decided to increase NATO presence here in Kosovo with additional 1,000 troops. And I have expressed my gratitude to all the nations, the NATO allies, but also the partner nations, which are providing the necessary troops to KFOR. After we ended our mission in Afghanistan, the KFOR mission is now the biggest NATO mission outside NATO territory. So you should be proud of being part of that. NATO has a history in Kosovo. We have a presence in Kosovo. And I know that people throughout the alliance are extremely grateful for what you do. So once again, thank you for your service. Thank you for being here. And rest assured, allied leaders, allied governments are very much aware of the importance of what you all do. And that's also the reason why we, at the NATO summit in Vilnius, with the heads of state and government, all the presidents and the prime ministers of this alliance, reiterated our strong commitment to KFOR, the need to fully source and enable the KFOR mission, but also the NALT, and everything we do to help to build capacity here in Kosovo with the Kosovar authorities. So later on today, or just after this visit, I will go to Pristina, meet with the authorities in Pristina, and they are grateful for the work you do. Tomorrow, or actually tonight, I will go to Belgrade and meet with the political leadership in Belgrade, and they actually also are very grateful for the KFOR presence. So the paradox is, in a way, is that both Pristina and Belgrade, they disagree on many things, but they all agree on the need for KFOR. So thank you so much. Thank you for your service, and thank you for having me here today. Thank you.